Are you a coach, a consultant, or a service provider who is waiting for the perfect time to finally raise their hand to be a speaker in the room? Well, waiting till it feels right is just another form of procrastination that's really holding you back from helping and serving the people who need your help. I'm going to dive into some reasons why you need to actually start now and stop sitting in the waiting room. So let's get on to the show.
You're listening to Be in Demand, the podcast for honest advice, inspiring stories, and ideas for growing your business by leveraging the expert that you are. I'm your host, Loria Mirabito, business mentor, and I'm also a reformed painfully shy girl, red wine lover, and exercise enthusiast. Join me as I share how being positioned as the expert in your industry, even if it's a busy one, will help you stand out and be the one in demand to hire and work with.
Okay, so this is a topic that is near and dear to my heart because I've been a victim of this. Like, I have waited and waited until I thought it was the right time. I waited till, like, oh, I'm going to take this other certification program. Oh, I'm going to wait till I finish this program that I just signed up for. Does any of this sound familiar? Because I hope that I'm not the only one. And I also know that I'm not the only one because my clients also have said a lot of these things to me as well. I'm waiting. As a matter of fact, a lot of clients I know, like, they will wait to write a speech when they get booked. And then they never get booked because they're not ready. They don't even have it on their website that they're a speaker. Nobody knows what they actually speak about. They don't even know what their speaking titles are. And so it's just a vicious circle. And then you end up sitting in the waiting room and your name and number never gets called. So let's just dive into this because there is no such thing as a perfect time. You know, if you keep waiting till everything is perfect and 100% ready, you're never going to start. You know, you have to have the courage to start and begin, even when you don't feel like you're totally prepared. Because here's what I know. Whatever your expertise is, you know more than somebody who doesn't. You are a step ahead. You've got a solution. If you are a coach, a consultant, or a service provider, you've got an expertise that somebody doesn't have. You solve problems that somebody has. So you see where I'm going with this? Like, you actually are ready. You just haven't given yourself credit for it. And when we wait till everything is 100% ready, like, I have the perfect presentation. No presentation's ever going to be perfect. You have to get ready to be ready. And so this whole perfect timing thing, let me just share with you that I have gotten asked to speak spontaneously a number of times because speakers get sick. Weather prevents speakers from actually getting to conferences and events. And things happen. You know, I have gotten phone calls like the night before, Lorianne, I understand that you live in the area. Our speaker just bailed, you know, they can't make it, some conflict. It doesn't really matter what it is. Like, as the speaker, I am happy to fill in because that meeting planner, that conference organizer, like, they're stressed because they don't have somebody that's in that slot. So I want to help them look like a rock star. And when you do stuff like that, that actually, oh, the meeting planner is like relieved, but also, they're going to remember you next time. And when somebody else is thinking about I need a speaker, you're going to come to mind because you helped them. They're going to have this positive impression of you and positive reaction with you that they are going to pass your name on to other people. Think about you like your favorite restaurant or a favorite waiter who just like went above and beyond and made your dinner like spectacular. I mean, I've got a couple that come to mind. But I've spoken and filled in for these empty slots that suddenly it was like, hey, we have an opening. And thank goodness, you know, the topic that person was speaking on was something that I could actually slip in They didn't have to change the agenda. I was like, use the same title. It works perfectly with what I speak about. So that's the first one. There's no such thing as the perfect time. And I also want you to stop comparing yourself to others. This is another one that I see a lot. You know, it's the, yeah, but look at how many followers that they have on Instagram. Look at how many people are on their email list. You know, the truth of the matter is somebody could have a great number of followers on Instagram, for example, or on LinkedIn or Facebook or YouTube, you name it. But how many of those are engaged? How many of those people are actually commenting? How many of those people actually see those posts every week or every day? Those are the things that you don't know. So one of the things that I always say to people is don't make up someone's story. Don't come up with some sort of story that isn't going to serve you. You have no idea what the engagement is. You have no idea how they got those 10,000. It could be like a lot of bots. You don't know any of that information. So stop comparing yourself. Some people will say, yeah, but like, look at Amy Porterfield. But guess what? Amy Porterfield started with her first email subscriber. Tony Robbins started with his first speaking opportunity, his first event that he hosted himself. Brendon Burchard started with his very first coaching client. Everybody starts with their very first coaching client. Everybody starts with their very first whatever. You know, I remember my first client. I remember my first speaking event. I talk about it all the time. If you've been around me long enough, then you've heard about the event where it was 15 minutes of me acting like the college professor. I've come a long way since then. And again, I wasn't comparing myself. Now, that does not mean that I didn't eventually get to the point where I was comparing myself, because I'm human. But to become aware of when you are starting to get into that comparisonitis, step out of that and just say, you know what? I am doing the best that I can do. I am running my PR, my personal best, or whatever the PR actually stands for. But your personal best, that's the best that you can do every single day, is show up and be yourself on purpose. Show up and share your story. So I really do want you to stop comparing yourselves to others. Start small. This one like blends in really nicely. Number three, it's just like start small and build that momentum. You know, one of the examples that I love to use is imagine, and this may not be you, but imagine like you wanted to lose like 20 pounds, you know, just 20 pounds. You wanted to lose 20 pounds. And what if overnight you lost that 20 pounds? You know what happened? You would wake up and be like, oh shit, I have nothing to wear. I know it sounds like a drastic example, but literally your closet was built and is ready for the person that you were the night before. And you wake up the next day and you're 20 pounds lighter. And you're just like, what am I going to wear besides my pajamas that are now like really, really loose? So start small. You know, so however many people that are following you on Instagram, can you serve them? Can you show that I'm here for you? And then let that build up slowly and slowly, because your audience needs to trust you. They need to know that you're going to show up every single day, or that you're going to show up for your live stream each and every week. That an email is going to show up in their inbox every week or twice a week, whatever your schedule is for sending out emails. But you need to be integral with what you say is going to happen, and then show up and do the thing, because that builds trust with your audience. They are watching you because they want to see, is this person going to be around for a while? Or are they going to be like that other person that I was following and suddenly like they dropped off the face of the earth? I used to teach fitness classes. I used to step. I used to teach spinning. And even if only one or two people showed up, and it was the club rule that if there was less than four people, the instructor could cancel the class. But I knew that if I canceled the class on those two people might not show up next week. And there might be two other new people. So no matter how many people showed up, I still taught a class because eventually people knew Mondays at 6 o'clock, there's always going to be a class because Lorianne will show up and give her best, because that was the intention that I always wanted to put out there. So start small and you will build your momentum. You'll also, with your smaller people, you'll get to know them better. You'll get to really engage with them and get them to engage with you. And guess what happens? As more people like come into your world and come into your audience, those super fans that have been around with you since the beginning, they're going to start to teach the other people like how to interact with you. They'll be like watching you on, like, let's say a live stream on Facebook. They're going to see, like, you know, you've got a lot of people who are engaging. That's going to encourage other people because it's called mirror neurons. And we just kind of mimic and copy other people, like, so that we feel a part of the group. And it'll also help you, you know, because then you're going to keep giving more. So don't knock it, but start small and build that momentum. Here's a fun one that I love. So I'm labeling this, I think this is number 4. There is no such thing as a certification fairy. Nope. If you have been waiting till a certification fairy comes along and slips this certification under your pillow and says, you are now ready, ready to start coaching, ready to start speaking, ready to start getting your message out there in the world, I'm sorry, but there is no certification fairy. You need to take ownership of that one. It's not somebody else's job to tell you that you're ready. It's not somebody else's job to say, hey, you're confident enough. The world is ready for you. No, that's for you to believe. And I want you to show up. You know, once upon a time, like when I first started my Instagram, you know, I didn't have any followers. And, you know, I've kind of like been around Instagram for a little while now, but I don't worry about what the numbers are. No, I don't. I don't worry about how many people are following me, because those are just irrelevant. You know, it doesn't mean anything. It only has a meaning that I give it. And it just, like, whatever the number is, I'm just like, hey, this is fantastic. Do I look at my downloads for this podcast and also on how many people are viewing over on YouTube? Yeah, I do. Because it's really good data so that I know what my audience prefers. Are people watching the video? Are people listening to the audio? I mean, it's all just really good data. But there is no certification fairy that's going to come along and say, bing, you are now ready. And the last one that I want to share with you is regret. Regret is very painful and very long lasting. As a matter of fact, you'll regret not taking action. You know, where you are just like sitting and waiting and hoping, like, when does somebody ask me to come and speak? When am I going to have the opportunity to like start this? Maybe I should wait till everything is perfect. But we also fall into the what if. But think about, put yourself in the shoes of 10, 15, 20 years from now, and looking back on this very moment, do you want to have regret or do you want to be proud? I mean, it could even be next year. Like next year, how do you want to feel about today, right now? Do you want to be like, God, I wish I had just picked up the phone and opened that Instagram and told my story? Or do you want to say, you know what? This time last year, I remember this day like it was yesterday. I took action. I just did the thing. I made a decision that every day I was going to start to show up. And you know what happened? Here I am, 365 days later, with 365 lives under my belt. Or I reached out to people. I did the thing. I sent the email every week. I made the request. I started the podcast. I got on other podcasts. I started a live stream. I created videos. I created reels. Imagine how proud you will be of yourself in 30 days, in 2 months, in 6 months, 5, 10, 15 years from now. I want you to be proud of yourself. So this whole podcast was about the different reasons why we hold ourselves back. So if this is something that you've been struggling with and you would love to like have somebody that is going to like help you craft a presentation, you want to start getting booked and getting in front of the right people, speaking in the right rooms, sharing your message, sharing your story, and sharing your solution so that at the end, when you have a call to action and you share with people how they can work with you, people are raising their hand. You are converting the audience. My job to when I'm working with clients is to help them create a 3 C's presentation at least, so the 3 R's. You want your presentation to be compelling, captivating, and converting so that it leads to the 3 R's, which is you want your audience to be raving about you, remembering you, and referring you. And if you're ready to write a presentation and deliver it with confidence, knowing that it's going to convert the audience, the right people into your world, then feel free to book a call with me. I am accepting clients right now. I have one-on-one slots, and I also have some group programs that are going to be coming up. The call is free and it's complimentary, so that because I always want you to make the best decision, but the best way to make that decision is to book the call so that you can determine which program is right for you and your business goals. And I'll help you do that. And you can book that call at chatwithla.com. And that link is down below in the show notes. So till next time, I want you to be in demand.
Thanks for hanging out with me. Be sure to hit the subscribe button so you never miss an episode. And join me over in my private Facebook group for more tips, community, and free trainings. You'll find the link in the show notes. You can also help this podcast reach more listeners by leaving a review. And as a thank you, each month I pick one of my reviewers to win a free coaching call with me. So if you haven't done so already, please leave a review and you could be the next winner.
Are you ready to leverage speaking as your best form of marketing? There are over 7,500 events looking for speakers every single day. Speaking positions you as the expert in the room, but you probably don't know where to start. So I created this great resource called the Directory of Places to Speak. This resource will help you get started today. So head on over to speakandstandout.com/directory to grab your free copy now. Don't miss this opportunity to be the expert speaking to audiences filled with your ideal clients.